It's our fixture release show. Neil Atkinson with John Gibbons and Craig Cannon jumping on to see what's happening, what's going down, John. And I think my first one on this is, will the manager be happy? And I think this follows the pattern of previous seasons where we've got loads of tough games early, but we've got quite nice ones after Champions League games. And then we've got a lovely run in November and December.
Well, I've not checked the Champions League games. But
I have, John, but I'll come to you.
I'm sure you have, and that's why you get paid the big bucks, Neil. You'll have it all sorted and all that. I've just had a look at when Brighton away is and stuff like that.
It's too early.
I think we might just get away with it. It's too cold. In late November. But in terms of times, we might just get away with it. But we shall see. It's going to be touch and go. Leeds home first is obviously a really interesting one. It's been a long time since we played them. It feels like it's done early for Atkinson. I can't believe someone's going to get arrested for starting on the bus and it'll be Neil. He's dumb because he's the only person there.
Me on my own with a flare.
Just a big circle around you on one of them crime pictures they put in the window.
A one-man Catherine wheel.
But, I mean, jokes aside, I think that'll be... in a way, quite a tricky one. I think Leeds will catch a few people out early with their energy and with the Bielsa-ness and sort of how they play. And so they have to be sort of scouted quite thoroughly. I remember a sort of an FA Cup game they played against Arsenal last year and caused them loads of troubles and ended up losing. But, you know, considering it was a much changed Leeds side, they sort of really went at them. And I think, you know, it might be similar to maybe the Norwich one from the season just gone, whereas, you know, we obviously won the game, but they cause us issues. And so that's an interesting one. And then obviously Chelsea away straight up after that as well will be interesting as well. I don't think it's on the flip side, I don't think it necessarily be a bad time to play Chelsea because they'll be doing a lot this summer. I think they'll be the busiest side. And so you're thinking, well, you're going to catch them when they maybe haven't sort of quite settled and things like that. But it'll be an early glimpse of what we might be missing in Timo Werner.
It will indeed. It's a strange one, Craig, and that part of the issue with all this. Normally what you're doing is you're beginning to plan trips. Villa away, second away of the season, you'd be thinking to yourself, that looks lively. Whereas we know, we can say with a pretty solid level of certainty, none of us will be going to Villa Park that day at that stage of the season. So it is a little bit tricky. But on that, Everton away first half of the season, Man City away first half of the season, meaning that Everton home second half of the season and Man City at home second half of the season is a little treat.